Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, GLaDOS.
Girl, I got that problem too.
Well, welcome to the club. Give you guys a little hump day, Leroy, but unfortunately, GLaDOS said no.
GLaDOS, I hate you. Don't you know? Don't you know I need my Leroy on Wednesday? Do you want to lose my voice?
You will not.
I may.
You will not unless you want to be cut. No, ma'am. Wait a minute. Oh, no. I was about to say Leroy is working, but apparently not. Wow.
Apparently, GLaDOS is working quite well. GLaDOS, we love you, but get up off our stuff.
All right. Okay, that's enough dating my avatar, mainly because I'm worried. GLaDOS has taken the time of that particular little clip off the board, which means at some point I'm not going to be able to stop it. We'll be dating avatar all through the podcast. Lovely people, lovely.
Lovely, very, very, very lovely.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So, Ginger, how are you doing this morning with your drama?
I have to let you know later. I'm not preserved.
Oh, it can't be talked about on the air?
No.
Ooh, that means that's juicy. That's really, really juicy. Wow. Okay, so lots of interesting stuff going on our site. You've been looking. I got lots of emails. I am warning people that we are, we're doing some construction and whatnot. You all need to calm down. I got like 5 emails from somebody going, I went to the swag store and I got, I see your stuff, but we can't get to the swag store until I fix some things. Breathe, people, breathe. It's okay.
We're trying to get there. Just give us a little bit. Just having a little bit of an issue.
They are rabid.
Yes.
But we appreciate the love, though, in any case.
Yes, yes. We love your love. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Thank you.
Just don't love us so hard. Don't squeeze so tight.
No, we're kind of squishy. Don't squeeze so tight.
All right, so I just got this in, and this is actually not a PR. We did a little quick write-up. Sony's just updated their policies. People, you need to pay attention, so you know what's going on. We did provide a link on our site. Go check it out. It's in the Sony Buzz section. Yay!
Yay!
But you do need to check it out, seriously. When they do updates, you need to know what they're marketing to you or what they're changing. And the thing that was most disturbing is that they're saying, if you're in the United States or Canada, effective tomorrow, they will change the marketing options to allow Sony to market to you about any Sony group of companies, products, and services. And what's disturbing is they're saying if you don't agree with this, you can cancel your service. In other words, GTFO.
Wow. That's harsh.
Now, I could be misreading it. You read it and give us your interpretation. Feel free to leave us a comment below if you have a different take on it. But that's what I read, and I was a little bit disturbed. So, although I'm not paying for my service, but
no.
Still, that's a little disturbing. So y'all go ahead and check that out. There's links up. Yay.
Yay.
It'll go up on our Facebook here in just a second. Probably by the time you hear this, it'll be up on Facebook. So check it out. 30-second delay is a beautiful thing.
Yay. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And I do apologize for the wind in the background. My air conditioning has gone out. And for those of you in the South, understand why I have to have it fixed. Those of you in the North, do not.
That is horrible. I feel for you. I feel for you. I'd like to come play in my AC if you were closer.
That's all right. When it's on, it's going to be like the effing North Pole in here when it's working again. That's all I got to say.
Then I'm going to come live with you and you do that.
Come right on over. Come right on over. So, Ginger, what you got? What you got?
I have got a weird little article. I'm not even quite sure what to think about this. All right. So, GamePolitics.com this morning. All right. Save the Internet seeks donations for new best friends video. Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah. Oh, no. Okay, so Free Press's Save the Internet is looking for your help to place an ad that more than 250,000 of visitors selected. The video New Best Friends received thousands more votes than the nearest runner-up, but now that users have chosen it, Free Press needs your help to turn it into a real ad that can air on TV and across the Internet. The point to the video is to highlight the dishonesty behind AT&T's merger plans.
Yes, thank you. Yes. I'm sorry, I'm all for that. See, I was so they said that. Yes, I'm all behind you.
Yes. So Free Press says that the comedy in the video is important because while the facts about this deal are on our side, facts aren't always very funny. Free Press says that they need help to get this ad out there so that more consumers can see how this deal is very bad for consumers and for AT&T and T-Mobile customers. They're looking to raise $10,000 to get this winning video out across the web and on TV. The goal is to get this ad running on websites like the Huffington Post and Alternet and on dozens of tech news sites and blogs. They're looking for Internet users to give $10 or more to this project, to get this project kickstarted. Free Press adds that they do not take money from any government, political parties, or businesses. All right, so if you want to learn more about that and see where you can make a donation, you can head over to freepress.actionkit.com. Yay! And I'm going to tweet this, and I'm also going to put this on my Facebook. So I'll check it out on those Facebook. Maybe I'm going to tweet this, you know, flat as we go.
Is there a link up on our site, darling?
I don't know, but I will try to get it over there.
Yes, because we'll run an ad for free. Not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I need to know why Twitter is updating. See, you heard it here first. There's a new update to Twitter. this is the wonders of doing a live news show. We can do stuff like this. This is not pre-recorded. This is not a test. Apparently, the new update to Twitter, just now I'm finding, some of you who have been up for hours have probably been seeing it, is you can add an image and then preview it before you share it. So you make sure you don't share those naked pictures you took of you and your man.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, great. Somebody in Congress pushed this through so they wouldn't have the naked pictures come out anymore, didn't they?
Yes, they probably did. No more.
Let me preview that shot. You mean that's not a shot of, you know, me shaking so-and-so's hand?
That is not a hot dog.
No, a hot dog's bigger than that.
Ooh. Ginger is vicious this morning, people.
Yes, I am.
Vicious.
I'm vicious every morning.
All day, every day.
And she thinks, oh, she's so cute. No.
We know better. We know better. Okay, you know what would help if Firefox would stop with the bloatware? I don't know what they're doing, but my pages are not loading, so I do have a story for you.
I agree. I don't know what is going on recently, but they need to stop that.
They are turning into Internet Explorer. I may go back. Okay. Well, I guess
I was actually using Explorer this morning, and I hate that.
Bad taste in the mouth. Mm-hmm. But this is turning into Explorer. It doesn't want to work right anymore. All right. So people out there, this is not good.
People out there.
Yeah, the people. This is not good news. Not good news. GI.biz is reporting this morning that THQ has laid off 200 people, and they shut down three development teams. Publisher THQ is to shut down three of its internal development teams, laying off more than 200 members of staff in the process. Both of the company's studios in Australia are to close, and its development team in Phoenix is to be completely eliminated. Ouch. Although a QA division will be there to continue to operate, them peoples are gone. The company said it intends to move away from its kids' titles and movie-based properties and will no longer develop the MXV's ATV franchise. I say that's a smart move because movie games do not work. In June, the publisher closed Homefront Team Chaos Studios and shuttered the UK's Warrington outfit. A month earlier, it let staff go at Chaos and Saints Row developer Volition. Oof. With this realignment, we are narrowing our focus to high-quality owned IP with broad appeal that can be leveraged across multiple platforms and to work with the best talent in the industry, said Brian Farrell, who's the CEO. By right-sizing our internal development capacities for our console portfolio, our five internal studios are focused on delivering high-quality games with talented teams, driving the execution of those titles to market. He says, as we've outlined in our business strategies, we are making shifts to reduced movie-based and licensed kids' videos games in our portfolio, which underscores our strategy to move away from games that will not generate strong profits in the future. Smart. The move comes after the publisher canned its Red Faction series due to poor sales and was pinning hopes, digital hopes on selling the latest MXV's ATV physical game at a discount with multiple additional DLC. The drastic cuts leave THQ with only 5 studios. Oh, boo-hoo. Can we get those people jobs at those 5 studios that you let go?
That would be awesome if you can just transfer those people over there.
Gosh. Of course, THQ Montreal is under the leadership of Patrice Desilets. That's right, a woman. And she's working on a new IP while Volition is busy with Saints Row the Third and the Guillermo del Toro Project Insane, which we are very anxious to see. Relic Entertainment is working on Warhammer 40K and Space Marine in Darksiders 2 is underway at Vigil Games. And THQ San Diego, of course, continues with the WWE franchise that they have going. Well, people in Australia that got fired from THQ, there's plenty of room in Texas. That's all I got.
Yes, yes. Come bring your accents. We will love you.
Yes. As Ginger has already told you, the biscuits is waiting. The biscuits and...
Biscuits and sweet tea, baby.
Come on down. They're like, what is a biscuit?
Something you eat, and it's awesome.
Yeah, well, what is it? Isn't biscuit something different to them? Cookies?
Yeah, I think biscuits are cookies to them.
Yeah, these are not cookies.
No. We're talking about light, fluffy, battery things.
Buttery. Oh. Delicious. Hot, flaky. Oh.
What were we talking about?
I don't know.
Me either.
After the show's over, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make me some pizza.
You too? That sounds actually.
I'm going to have a knock at my door in 3 minutes. Hey!
Where be my biscuits?
Exactly. Where be my biscuits?
All right. So, oh my God, Z rampages through the web. I guess the Z makes it catchier. Anyways, it's been a week since Oh My God Z, OMGZ, was released, and the reaction has been fantastic.
Wait, it's stop. I'm trying to breathe. Wait. Oh My God Z.
Oh my God Z.
Oh, wow. Okay, continue.
OMGZ.
No, ma'am.
Yeah. All right, so they say it's been great hearing from all of the OMGZ fans on our Facebook and Twitter, and it's not just been you guys who loved OMGZ. The reviews have been fantastic, too. So I just looked at the screenshots, and I'm thinking, I don't know. All right, so Eurogamer gave OMGZ a 9 out of 10, saying all this adds up to a monstrously addictive...
You said it right.
Yeah. Monstrously addictive quickfire affair that utterly nails what on-the-go handheld gaming should be about. All right, so... what am I talking about? The love for OMGZ has been spread to the Netherlands, where Gamed.nl gave it a 91% rating. Do I even get to read what this thing's about? You want to know it? Never mind. They're not going to tell me what this game is about. It looks like zombies and blood, and the graphics are kind of eh. So I'm just going to skip over that story and go on to something better.
Wait a minute. It's like zombies and blood.
Well, I can tell it's got zombies and it's got blood, but it's all like black and white and red, and it's kind of meh.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah. All right. So since they're not going to tell me actually what about the game besides just giving me screenshots, I'm going on to something else. Area Games releases the largest Eden Eternal content update. The level cap increases, a new classes, and new player versus player territory system now. All right. So... Area Games today released its largest content expansion patch for Eden Eternal. The new content expansion patch includes the introduction of the highly anticipated Warlock class, multiple new Uncharted territories, the Loyalty Shop, and the long-awaited player versus player territory war system. Let me some PvP. All right, so there's a level cap increase with the level raise. With the raise in level cap, players will now be able to unlock the mystical and uncanny powers of the Warlock. New Warlock character class. Warlocks practice the dark arts and specialize in spawning parasites on their targets, then manipulating them with an array of spells. Warlocks also have the ability to summon a pet Behelder to do their bidding. Uncharted regions and new areas to explore. The new expansion unlocks the much-anticipated Delphi Forest and Black Flame Peak regions. The southwestern continent also adds Sunset Desert and Skyreach Jungle for higher-level players. There are new quests, several new 3-player and 5-player quests test even the strongest of guilds. There's a loyalty shop. Players will now be rewarded points through standard gameplay, allowing them to purchase items normally only available for area points. And then there is the new PvP territory war. The highly anticipated territory war system puts guilds in a free-for-all brawl. This will consistently push the limits of teamwork, pushing players to work in a timely manner to either claim or defend the various territories. With the success of each battle will come opportunities for various rewards on both the offensive and defensive side of the fight. Eden Eternal is an anime-style MMORPG released in June of 2011. Like every title at Area Games, Eden Eternal is free-to-play and does not require a subscription. And I've played it. It's actually really good. So if you want to play it too, you can head over to edeneternal.areagames.com.
Yay!
Or you can head over to our website, gamingagechicks.com. I've got, I'm pretty sure, some screenshots. And oh, we got a bunch of stuff up about Eden Eternal if you look for it.
It's got a bunch of stuff up. Wow.
Yes, you do every day.
And climbing. Okay, so those of you who've been hearing us talk about these the game with the weather, that puzzler, I did like just put you up a nice, fresh, hot, delicious. Well, it's not hot. It's cold because it's winter. It's a winter trailer.
Oh, is it? In summer? It's a winter trailer in summer.
Maybe you need to be playing that, or at least go watch it so you can cool off, especially if you live in Texas. It's a nice, well, Is it? Actually,
I don't know. I think it's actually kind of a little bit cooler today, but.
Maybe where you are.
I don't know. I took the trash out a little while ago.
I tried to. You know what? You know what it is? Is I'm closer to the city. You're kind of far out. I have all this exhaust and business
you
going
do.
On.
Yeah,
and I was out, you know, but you know, as you know, in progression, they start moving, people start moving further out, it gets hotter, more exhaust. So, but I still have this nice big green field across from my neighborhood, which is nice.
Aww.
I'm not happy that they pulled up the horse field to put a salvage yard.
Oh, no, I'd be upset about that too.
We're all upset about the salvage yard. I don't think that salvage yard is going to make it.
No.
Well.
Well, what we have here was...
I had to pause because I know Ginger was going to do it. That's why
I can't help myself.
Well, apparently some of you retail outlets are having premature gamification, gamerlation, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, my word. She going to sorry.
Some Target and Walmart locations have lowered the price of the Nintendo 3DS a few days early, giving consumers a very small window to buy the console for $80 less and get 20 free games that Nintendo offered to early adopters who paid full price. Ooh, that's not good. One person is quoted saying they thought the deal was so good they needed to confirm it was real. Actually, this is from Sean Ludwig over at VentureBee. He's hilarious. He says he walked into his Target this morning, went up to the games counter, and asked if the 3DS was now $169. The woman at the counter said, yes, it's not marked yet, but it is $169. He says he purchased the console without hesitation. Evidence of his purchase, of course, is over at VentureBee because he posted his receipt because he is serious business.
We hate you. We're so jealous.
Awful.
Where's mine?
Target's official corporate channel told VentureBeat that the $80 price drop was still happening on August the 12th, but apparently some stores are not towing the line. Walmart did not immediately respond with any confirmation, but you know how Walmart is. They have it on sale tonight. You know, they're like, oh, technically it will be the 12th in 24 hours, but if we do it, you know how they roll. Of course, Nintendo did announce it would slash the price of the 3DS from $249 to $169 in late July after disappointing sales. The company, along with Sony, is facing a serious disruption in the handheld gaming industry from smartphone games, many of which cost only 99 cents, and they are also get what you pay for. Even iPhone or Android games that cost $5 or $10 are easier to buy on impulse than a $30 to $40 title on the 3DS. Look, and I'm throwing in my own commentary in case you weren't aware. However, again, you get what you pay for. 99 cents, yeah. By drastically, of course, dropping the price of the 3DS 5 months after its release, Nintendo hopes to appease early buyers who pay $249 by offering them 20 free downloadable games. These include 10 free NES Virtual Console games on September 1st, including The Legend of Zelda, Donkey Kong Jr., along with 10 more Game Boy Advance Virtual Console games by the end of this year, including Yoshi's Island and Mario Kart Super Circuit. Nintendo claims the GBA titles will be exclusive to early adopters. With Target and Walmart trying to get a jump on the sales, consumers have a serious chance to come out ahead. Any 3DS owner who wants access to the 20 free games must log into the 3DS eShop before 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time on August the 11th. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
And I am so mad at him for putting up this receipt. We are not kidding. He has a picture of his receipt. Although, I'm going to send him a private note. I'm not going to say what I see there that he probably needs to cover up.
Uh-oh.
Let me find Sean's email.
Sean.
That Sean. You know people are good with their information. I sent Sean a note.
Shame on you.
Well, not shame on him. It's an innocent enough mistake. I think we've all done it. I know when I first bought my Wii, I posted up pictures in the receipt and stuff, but I went into Photoshop and blurred out everything but the price, even where I bought it, because people are crazy.
People are crazy. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. As we keep telling you guys.
Yeah. People, let me vouch. People are crazy.
Right?
All right, so I guess people want more news. And okay, so Interactive Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy coming soon for the iPhone and iPad. Oh yes, people, learn all about the importance of towels and other things. Yes, towels. Don't ever leave home without it.
I'm gonna be quiet.
Oh, all right. So, anyways, Hothead Games today announced that an interactive edition of the beloved The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy will be released this fall for iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy app is an authentic experience, allowing fans to feel like they are holding the device that Douglas Adams described over 30 years ago. Users can learn all about the importance of Tau's, Vogons, Milliways, the Babel Fish, a pan-galactic gargle blaster, how to survive in space, and more, all in this friendly app. All right, so who is this? Joel DeYoung, Hothead producer, says, "We really focused on taking existing guide entries and presenting them in a new interactive way. We have so much respect for the original that we had to stay true to the style of Douglas Adams and deliver an app that feels familiar to fans but updated for today's devices." All right, so you want to find out more about the upcoming The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy app, you can visit the new hitchhikersguide.com, or, better yet, gamingatrix.com right now. I'm posting it for you as we speak with screenshots and everything. It's so pretty. Gamingatrix.com. I see that on you somewhere.
Why was it all ominous and stuff? It had an undertone of, please, you better go over there now. That's what that was. That was a subtext.
I love y'all, but don't forget to go. I will get you.
Oh, see? Threatening. That's what we do here.
They like it. They like it.
You might be right. They probably do. Well, gosh, so much news, so little time. Where do we start? Where do I end?
Well, I have not a clue. If I knew that, ugh.
I got to tell you this, because this is right up our alley. Also over at VentureBeat. And I just sent Sean an email, by the way. Sean, fix your stuff. Okay, so that's not what I said, though. You know, I used that other word for stuff. Okay, so apparently there's some arranged marriages going on in the virtual world.
Arranged marriages?
Yes.
Warn me of where these are so I know not to go there.
Well... Apparently, Jeff Busgang, who is a general partner at Flybridge Capital Partners, he and his wife picked out a spouse for their son. They have developed a wonderful relationship together over the years with great chemistry and worth, he says. He says, and she comes from a family that has identical values and priorities to theirs and will make wonderful in-laws. Did we forget to mention the kids are both 9 years old?
Wait, what?
Well, they're saying it's just an example. They're talking about actually marriages in the world of entrepreneurship.
Oh, I was like, wait a minute, what? My poor head was exploding.
Well, not exactly. They did do it, but it's more, the emphasis is more on being an entrepreneur. And I'm mentioning this because some of you out there are trying to start game companies. I run across quite a few of you in Second Life. It's amazing how many game developers that I'm finding in Second Life. And there were some before, but now there's like everywhere, every day I talk to a game developer. And all wanting to be on the show or interview. So we're making our way around to it. I know some of you are listening. We're getting there. As soon as we're done with our pretty new dress that we're making, which is our website, then we'll have you on. Wow. So those of you who are, you know, might want to check that out. That is over at VentureBeat, but that is not my story.
That is not your story?
That is not my story.
Well, then what is your story?
Well, wait a minute. I'm trying to
what?
Get
well,
I don't know what is up with my Firefox. I kid you not. I'm getting 404 errors, 500 errors, cannot connect to server errors for just everything. Are you?
Me too. And I don't know why.
Well, finally it loaded. Okay, Assassin's Creed.
Well, you heard me griping this morning.
Well, you were griping about large pictures, which they are.
Well, that too. But I mean, all the websites were loading so extremely slowly. It was painful.
Well, first I want to tell you guys out there, it is less than a month before Dead Island comes out. And two, Assassin's Creed Revelation.
You haven't played Dead Island yet? Oh my gosh.
Yes, sorry. But Assassin's Creed Revelations multiplayer beta has launched as a tie-in to PlayStation Network exclusive. It goes live on September the 3rd and runs through the 11th. There's a snag, though.
Uh-oh. There's always a snag. What's the snag?
You have to be either a PlayStation Plus or Uplay subscriber to get to play in on the stabby action. Stab, 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 stab.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either. The multiplayer beta, of course, offers access to 9 characters, the Sentinel, the Vanguard, the Guardian, the Vizier, the Thespian, the Deacon, and the Bombardier. Oh, I'm sorry, the Trickster and the Champion. There are 3 maps that will be available, Knight's Hospital, Antioch, and Constantinople, and 4 playable modes are going to be Wanted, Manhunt, Deathmatch, and Artifact Assault. I don't know, I'm starting to get excited. I'm getting to cut people, and they're not going to see it coming. Ubisoft did say that the beta offers only a sample of the final multiplayer content. I don't know, I may have to contact somebody. Oh, that's me. That Manhunt business, oh, that is so hot.
Let me play your account just for a little while.
Yeah, you can play. It's all, you know how we roll here. Me,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. That was my favorite part of my Splinter Cell that they took away. I'm telling you, I used to mess people up. That is the only time I used my, I can see it from a game developer standpoint advantage. I know where all the shadows were, where you were going to look. I did my whole
very nice.
My old misdirection. I'd climb up here, and then you'd think I went here when I really did was drop down behind you and stab, stab, stab.
Stab, stab, stab. That is awesome.
Or my favorite, and the players will remember this. You remember back when Splinter Cell had where you could grab the person and hold them by the throat, and you couldn't hear the other players on the other team either, except for when you did this. When you grabbed them by the throat, then you could say stuff to them. They could hear you. And I'd always whisper something like, "You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?" And then I'd snap their neck. Snap!
Oh, hot.
Right? I miss
love that. You, Corey.
Oh,
that
I miss
is so hot.
I may have to touch myself after the show. Okay, so anyway.
Great. And every guy that's listening just started touching themselves. That's nice, Corey.
I'm sorry. Hands above the desk. We're going to be good. It's morning. I'm sorry. It's hot. You know what? It's hot. I think out.
Can't blame it on the heat. Blame it on the heat. Oh, my God. All right. So, more zombie action. But at least, at least the screenshots here don't look like any of them are in bathing suits. Army of the Damned launches on Shockwave.com and AddictingGames.com. First-person zombie shooters set to cause an explosive adventure online, and the screenshots are really pretty. All right, so games development studio Xform is proud to announce the release of the 3D browser-based first-person shooter Army of the Damned on game portals Shockwave.com and AddictingGames.com. The game is officially released on the 9th of August. It is who wrote this? It is built to work with the Adobe Shockwave plugin and is completely free.
About the Army of the Damned, the whole world has been infected with a biotoxic gas that has turned the majority of the population into violent undead.
Zombies.
Zombies. They are out for brains. All right. Come on, you zombie purist. I know. They only eat flesh, not brains, blah, 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 whatever. All right, so they're out for brains. Your brain. Survive as long as you can to get the highest score. You have to fight yourself through unlimited waves of zombies. There are different types of zombies, and with every wave, the game becomes more difficult. Luckily for you, you are armed with a gun, a knife, and grenades to kill the brainless zombies. All right, so anyways, in addition to these weapons, you can throw different types of flares on the ground to call in air support, like ammo and bomb drops. Kill zombies to score points, and don't forget to aim for the special score bonuses that can be achieved. All right, so if you want to play, you can head over to shockwave.com and play it now. If you want to see the link and the screenshots, and there looks like there's a YouTube trailer I got to go back and add, head over to gamenatrix.com right now.
Okay, Sean got our email, so he's going back to fix his receipt. So those of you out there that were looking for info, you will not be getting it. You get none. Be going after our fellow gamers. Okay.
Oh, great. Don't tell me I just killed my Firefox.
Your kid probably killed on you.
Oh, gosh.
You know, we have a working hazard here of, because we like to be so interactive, we love to download, upload trailers while you're listening, all this type of stuff, because it's fun. However, I'm going to have to stop doing that after I saw the Uprising trailer. That was a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
I got lost for a second. I don't know where I was, but it was like, I must play this. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, now I go back to open up Firefox, all my bajillion windows of Firefox.
All right. So I do want to tell you about pirates.
Pirates.
Did we just talk about this on the Risen 2?
Maybe.
Did you do Risen 2? Because, you know, we get like 5 million PRs.
And I don't know.
Okay, well, Deep Silver, Piranha Bytes, sound familiar? No? No.
No.
Okay, well, they've announced today that they've expanded their website for the RPG Risen 2 Dark Waters. It's now online at www.risen2.com. Adventurers now receive...
Making noise. Stop it.
There we go. Ow, scared me. Okay, so adventurers can now receive... She's watching trailers. This is what we do.
When I reopened Firefox, I had Blog Talk open, and I started hearing ourselves, and it's like, wait a minute, where is it? And I got like I've got four Firefoxes open with like, I don't know, dozens of pages each.
Ooh, double the Dendron Corey. Can you handle it?
No, my ears are like, no.
Okay, so you adventurers out there can now receive even deeper insights into the exciting world of the long-awaited sequel to the best-selling RPG, Risen. I don't know about the best-selling, but hey, I haven't played it yet, so I can't say. Apart from new details about the story and the continents, the Risen 2 website also provides background information on the Nameless Hero. In the coming months, the world and the characters' areas will be further expanded, and descriptions of the game's different creatures will be added. Fans, of course, also can find the latest news at Risen2.com, as well as an interesting FAQ section, some screenshots, wallpapers, downloadable CGI video. Moreover, visitors to the website can register for the newsletter and share their impressions with other players on the message boards or via Facebook. Brand new on the official Risen 2 website is the first in-game teaser for the game, which can be watched on the site in Risen 2 Dark Waters. Gosh, the Inquisition dispatches the hero to seek a remedy against the monstrous sea creatures that are interfering with the shipping lines, thus cutting off the island supplies. The pirates seem to know how to deal with these critters, but they're hardly cooperative. Mm-hmm. New gameplay elements add to the diversity of Risen 2. For example, players can also use firearms now. And being pirates, adventurers can also employ a special new skill called Dirty Tricks, allowing them to confuse or attack enemies in combat. Deep Silver will release Risen 2 Dark Waters on the Xbox 360 video game. Maybe it's me. It's just me. And the entertainment system from Microsoft, Windows, PC, and PlayStation 3. And, of course, we will be putting up some links so that you can go over to the Facebook and to their forums and harass them, because we know you will. You guys out there are way too hardcore, some of you. I do have the trailer. I love when they
do.
I'm not going to watch it this time. I'm going to be good. But I will put it up for you. It'll be on our channel in about 15 minutes. It takes a while for them to upload. I promise I will not watch it. Well, I'm going to promise. I'll try.
All right. So this happened yesterday after we got off air.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, do you remember me telling you the story the other day about some stupid idiot policeman in London blaming GTA for the riots in London?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, on GamePolitics.com this morning, it looks like London Evening Standard corrects game blame headline. Daily Mail runs with it. All right, so the revolving door that is blaming games for bad things that happen, and the world spins and spins. First, after blaming video games for the riots that have plagued London for 3 days, UK newspaper The London Evening Standard ran a bold front headline page yesterday suggesting that Grand Theft Auto had inspired youngsters to run rampant through the street, committing acts of violence, looting, and general public displays of destruction. But as Computer and Video Games points out in this story, the paper later issued a reprint of the same edition, removing the GTA angle altogether. All right, so the subheading under the headline says, children as young as 10 inspired by a video game among the looters, Lawless London. Later, the headline was changed to children as young as 10 hunted by police after riots across the city. All right, so the changes came, says CNBG, due to the pressure from them and other UK games media outlets. But just as progress is made and things seem right with the universe, someone else had to throw a spanner. Oh, my God, I love y'all. As they say in England, into the works. According to Sponge.com, the Daily Mail has picked up where the London Evening Standard began, blaming Grand Theft Auto for the rioting. The Daily Mail is quoting the same anonymous London constable blaming Grand Theft Auto. Yeah, let's totally quote the... I can't say that word on air.
Really?
I understand you're a policeman, all the fun stuff, da-da-da-da-da, you're stupid. All right, so a policeman said last night that children involved in the rioting and stealing were inspired by the violent game Grand Theft Auto. The hugely popular computer game, which should not be played or bought by anyone under 18, is popular among teenagers, with many having the game given to them by their parents. In Tottenham, the scene of the first riots on Saturday night, a police officer said, these are bad people who do this. Kids who are out of control. When I was young, it was all Pac-Man and board games. Now they're playing Grand Theft Auto and want to live it for themselves. Of course, the Daily Mail ran with it without checking any of the facts or getting the officer's name. Meanwhile, no one knows why a bunch of very young children were running amok in London suburbs, going completely insane, while their parents were, you know, somewhere else.
Maybe it's the hormones and they're bad parents. That's what I'm saying.
And maybe it has something to do with all the complaints that these people have had about the police over the last many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
The racism and the cops not wanting to get involved, not doing their jobs. Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that the rioting that they're doing is right. I think
it's not smart.
Themselves, no.
Yeah, but we understand.
But I can understand why they're angry.
Yes.
And that this cop would go and be stupid enough to go, oh, they're doing this because of a video game.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they're doing it because they hate you. And they hate you because you screwed up and aren't doing your job.
Right. Right. Well, this news came in later yesterday. Yeah, Anonymous again.
Great. What's Anonymous doing this time?
Well, they posted up a YouTube video saying their next target is Facebook. On November 5th. They're quoted in the video. We're not going to post a video on our site. I don't care if the person we had in our room was a member of Anonymous, because I'm getting irritated with you all. We just talked to you about this yesterday, Anonymous.
Grow up, Anonymous. Quit being flippin' trolls. Y'all are worthless.
So they're saying your medium of communication you all so dearly adore will be destroyed. If you're a willing hacktivist or a guy who just wants to protect the freedom of information, then join the cause and kill Facebook for the sake of your own privacy. Facebook, of course, has not responded with an official comment about the threat. Anonymous claims it's doing Facebook users a service because the company is selling information to government agencies, and it also asserts that Facebook's privacy controls are a joke and that users cannot actually delete their accounts. This is nothing that none of us know.
Didn't know more?
Didn't know already. We've covered it many times here. we've passed it around the internet. It has made its way up. We all know that if, even if you delete your account, it stays, and anyone can go and pick up your information or pick up and be you at any time. We know this. The video was confirmed that it is actually from them. So, well, here's the thing. and this is Sean again. Hi, Sean, because I know you're probably listening now. He says, even though Anonymous has had success in hacking major websites in its past, it's going to be questionable that they would be successful against Facebook. When you consider the hacking group has given Facebook several months to prepare for the attack, it's extremely unlikely Facebook will be brought down. But when you're talking about a group of hackers with an aim to sow discord, you can never be certain. People, they've also recently, they hacked into Facebook's Syrian Ministry of Defense's website. People at Anonymous find a better way to handle things. There's things that are going on that need to be taken care of. Again, I say to you, if you would like to help the people, why don't you hack the utility company's offices and lower our bills? This is what we need from you, not you taking away Facebook, because some people do all their business on Facebook. You're then cutting into their money. Why are these people are not understanding this? You turn
because
off.
They were dropped on their heads as children, or drank bleach, or ate paint chips, or something.
I know a couple of stay-at-home moms that make jewelry. They sell, you know, homemade beauty products, and this is primarily how they make their living. And when you cut off Facebook, you cut them off from their business. I get mm-hmm. what you're saying. We all know it's not private. There is no such thing as privacy on the internet. We all know this. However, mm-hmm. you're not helping when you do things like this. You cut off PlayStation. The people at PlayStation that work there can't do their jobs. Your gamers are angry because I've been at work all day. I want to come home and blow up some stuff. Now I can't because you cut off my PlayStation network. And you're not being like a parent saying I'm doing this for your own good. You're actually making it worse. You're not helping.
You're not helping.
I'm saying to you, I'm sitting here now paying to have to get my AC fixed. You want to help me? When I call the guy to come out here and fix it again, can you hack it so I don't owe the money? That's what I want.
Yes.
That's still not helping the company. But you all get what I'm saying. Why don't you lower the bills?
Exactly.
People that are actually gouging us for money, our banks, mm-hmm. those are the people you need to be going after, not Facebook.
Yes. No, exactly.
Especially
y'all are not being our white knights right now. Right now, you are being the overbearing, protective, wannabe parent. You can't take care of yourself, so we're going to try to take care of you for you. Now, look, people are going to be stupid. They have to learn on their own. They signed up for Facebook. There was a TOS. They could have read it. They chose not to.
Yeah.
It's their own fault if their information is being sold, and they have no one to blame them but themselves.
Exactly. We all knew it was coming. Same reason why I put up the PlayStation Network's Terms of Service. I said, you know, I know a lot of you are not going to read it. You might want to pay attention. They're mm-hmm. updating their policies. And that's pretty much all you can do is warn people. It's kind of like saying, okay, I know you're going to walk out in front of the car, but I'm going to punish you for it. But maybe I mm-hmm. want to walk in front of the car.
Well, when you're done and you fall on your butt and we help you back up, we're going to punish you, just so you know.
Which makes no sense. Come on, people.
Yeah, no.
Anonymous people. Well, you know what? It's time for us to take a break. I'm irritated with them. And I'm working on your Risen trailer, which I'm going to watch during the break. Like I said, I was supposed to. I'm going to watch during the break.
Yes. All right, so back to your little troll caves, Anonymous.
Stop it. All right, it is time for us to take a break. You all know how this works.
I'm knocking things over.
Somebody's, you know, Ginger's knocking stuff over. After the break, we will go into our non-streaming portion. You're welcome to download and listen later. Or not. Either way, it's good. Good for us.
Yeah.
I'm going to try this. Let's hope it doesn't echo and reverb and keep going. Here we go. Let's see. No.
Mm-mm. No.
Mm-mm.
See, Anonymous, yep. You want to do something good for us?
Fix our blog talk. Fix our blog talk. That's what you do.
Yes.
Because GLaDOS is taking over.
GLaDOS, I hate you. No, actually, I love you, GLaDOS.
Oh, don't say that. That's a song. Oh, God. GLaDOS is trying to sing Beyonce today.
Mm-mm. GLaDOS, even you cannot pull off Beyonce, hun.
She thinks that she can.
No.
Oh, I guess we're not getting, you're not getting any break music today. So, Ginger, take them all. Go on to the next one.
All right. GamePolitics.com this morning. Dragons, QuakeCon, and Motherhood.
Huh?
I don't know. I'm trying. This is odd. All right. So someone was extra excited about seeing Skyrim on the big screen, so much that it sent her into labor at QuakeCon.
Ah!
that's so cute.
That's love right there.
Yes, that is. According to a Game Informer story, during Bethesda's 40-minute presentation of Elder Scrolls V Skyrim at QuakeCon, expectant mother Stevie suddenly started having labor pains, much to the surprise of her fiancé, Chaz. This all unfolded as, on stage, Bethesda's Todd Howard, director of Skyrim, showed off the Frost Dragon. This is apparently what started the whole thing. Surprisingly, the couple decided to stay for the entire Skyrim reveal because Stevie thought she might simply be experiencing false labor.
adorable.
That is
adorable.
Some love. That is some dedication, right? All right, so many of the commenters on the original Game Informer story were flabbergasted with the fact that the young couple stayed and didn't rush off to a hospital. But the young mother, even as she was in the hospital, took offense and wrote to the site from her hospital bed.
Oh!
I saw the Frost Dragon and had a contraction. Been consistent ever since. We are now at 15 minutes apart and the pain is getting worse, she wrote on Sunday. But she also explained that the doctor said this could take several hours or even days. Mind you, the couple would have had no problem giving birth right there on the floor of that event. Their lives have been shaped and formed during the show in the past. Last year, Chaz proposed to Stevie on the stage at on stage at the show.
Aww.
And this year, they planned on getting married there. Aww.
Aww. So next year, maybe. Adorable.
Yes.
Now, which site was it that was talking bad about them?
Looks like Game Informer. There's more to the story. Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
Expect their daughter, who will be named Atari, to make an appearance next year's show. All right, so they say we'll let the mother explain this one. The name Atari comes from the name Ataru, which means to hit a target. And the word Atari is used when a prediction has come true or someone has won the lottery. Her first and middle name together mean to hit a target from the lake.
Or it could also be named after the console.
Exactly. But I think that's sweet. I like the name Ataru. You know what? I need to make an alt. Ataru.
Oh, you know what? Don't be telling people your alt. Did we not talk about that?
Play what game?
It does not matter. We tell them where to find us. And I'm going to have to cut Ginger after the show. Y'all just be listening.
I like that name.
Listening for the cut. Listen for the cutting that's going to come for Ginger. It will be heard all across Texas.
Maybe I'll just, you know, do the whole screen name change thing. You know how that works.
No, ma'am.
Hmm.
All right. So, Valve has answered the war cry from the other downloadable services.
Oh, yeah?
And said, top this. Valve has launched a Steam trading beta. Yes, a new system that allows users to trade Steam gifts and in-game items. Blaster's going to go nuts over this.
Yes, he is.
Really, wait, I'm not done. The beta currently only applies to his favorite game, Team Fortress 2. But according to... God, he's going to drive us nuts. Ginger, hide us. According to FAQ...
We'll push you out the door so he finds you first.
See, you ain't right. According to FAQ on Steam... Portal 2 should be follow reasonably soon, and we hope to have several third-party games in the next few months, along with in-game items. Any game purchased in the Steam store as a gift or received as an extra copy can be traded with other users. Only unopened gift games will be accepted in the system. A new checkout option has been introduced to Steam that allows users to save a gift for trading at the point of purchase. The news follows Blizzard's introduction of Auction House in Diablo 3 that allows players to sell loot for real currency. So you see where this is going, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. So we're going to see if the rest of them can follow suit. I know EA does at present for The Sims. At present, you can buy items for other people that put it on their wish list. Like, you know, if there was a couch that you wanted for your Sims, Ginger, and you say, I really like this couch. I'm not paying this 800 points. And I could come along and say, I get it for you, girl. I got 800 points. And then, bam, Ginger has her couch for her Sims game.
Very nice.
So they already have the foundation. Now it's a matter of catching up to Valve. And then you have your other services as well. But we'll see. And I thought I saw yesterday, I don't think we got to announce it, Netflix is also going to be offering downloadable games. I think we mentioned that yesterday, but I'm not sure. So I thought Netflix and Gamefly were owned by the same company, so this is going to be interesting. Very, very interesting. Or was it Gamefly that was offering? Child, there is too much news going on during the day.
That is so, so flippin' true.
It all just runs together. People are fighting. We just got popcorn. You know, put it this way. You know that scene in Transformers, not the rest of them, the first one where the girl is in the street and the robots are all flying over her? That's pretty much us, but we got popcorn. We're not screaming. We're like, oh, my God. What's going on? Oh, my God. They're fighting. Look. Get the jello. That's us.
Get the jello. Yes.
So, I can't wait to see how that turns out.
Speaking of jello and fighting.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh. GamePolitics.com, because you know I love them. Yes. All right. Gamer Law analyzes Scrolls versus Elder Scrolls situation.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, Gamer Law has an in-depth analysis of the Scrolls versus Elder Scrolls situation that was made public last week by indie developer Mojang, better known as the makers of Minecraft. Late last week, founder Marcus Notch Persson jumped on Twitter and his personal blog to say that Bethesda had sent him a cease and desist letter concerning his upcoming Scrolls game, claiming that it would cause brand confusion with its Elder Scrolls series of RPGs, particularly upcoming Elder Scrolls V Skyrim. What Persson plans to do at this point is anyone's guess. But the analysis begins with an explanation. This is why you're not supposed to be reading ahead while you're trying to talk. The analysis begins with an explanation of trademarks and how game companies tend to use them. Trademarks are a kind of IP right used primarily to protect the name of your business, products, and services. You can use them to stop other people trying to rip you off by copying or imitating you or your business. A well-known example of a trademark is the famous Apple logo or the Tetris logo.
Mm-hmm.
But owning a trademark doesn't give you exclusive ownership of the thing that's been trademarked, whether it's a name, a logo, a smell. Yes, you can trademark one. It gives you the right to stop another guy if he is selling identical or similar goods or services in an identical or similar business, and there's a likelihood of public confusion between the two goods or services. So the post goes on to point out that unless all parts of this test are met, the law doesn't recognize a trademark infringement. He then uses an example of a company that uses apples to make products like apple pies. No one is going to confuse delicious apple pie with an Apple product like the desktop computer or an iPhone.
Now, see, when the first Nintendo DS was released, mm-hmm. I remember one of our employees here calls me up. It's like 7 o'clock in the morning. And she's going, oh, my God, they're using RG. They're using RG. Touching is good. And I said, who's using it? She says, Nintendo. And I says, let them use it. That's helping us. And it did. this is not like, you know, somebody, you know, another gaming site. This is Nintendo that has they had the exact same G, which is our logo. But they had their little stylus. Touching is good. And I was like, this works for us. And we even contacted them and said, oh, you're stealing our G. And that formed our relationship with Nintendo, believe it or not.
Very nice.
So I have no problem, depending on who's using our G, knock yourself mm-hmm. out. That doesn't mean some of you gaming sites, I will come after you. You do not want this.
Mm-hmm. No, you don't.
You do not want this. but Nintendo, Microsoft, any of the rest of you would like to borrow our G, please feel free. We got no problems with it.
All right. So it goes on to say, so what can the Minecraft developers do at this point? Gamer Law offers three options. One, they can fight the claim. Two, they can capitulate. And change the game name. Thank you. I was going to, yeah. Agree to coexist with Bethesda. I use both use the name Scrolls, potentially in return for Mojang paying Bethesda. Gamer Law, I cannot talk. Gamer Law goes on to say that, in a way, Bethesda is doing the right thing. There's one more key aspect about trademarks you need to know. Once you have one, you need to enforce it. There's no point claiming a particular word or phrase, etc., is vital to your business if you then let everyone use it indiscriminately. That's how the Hoover Company lost their trademarks over their Hoover vacuum cleaners because they allowed it to become a generic, generally used phrase to describe vacuum cleaners.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If you don't protect your trademark, you risk losing it. This is why we see these kinds of legal letters flying around from time to time. Finally, they offer some sage advice for anyone developing a game. When you next make a game, check the trademark registries and the internet for current or forthcoming games with an identical or similar title. Build trademark protection into your game. Devise game names, characters, etc., which are distinctive so that you can trademark them yourself. Don't just give names to them because they sound cool. Once you have a trademark, you need to protect it rather than just ignore it. Otherwise, you risk losing it. Remember, trademarks do not give you exclusive ownership over the thing that's been trademarked, but there has been a sufficient degree of similarity and public confusion for it to be actionable. And if you can handle this on your own, great, but if in doubt, speak with a friendly lawyer. IP lawsuits have brought down tech companies and developers of all sizes on their own before, so please take them seriously.
It's very true. You have to, you probably heard us mention here that we were working on a game, but it's in Second Life, and over, I think it's been probably 2 years since we started working on it, and there's been people who have been interested in giving us money, but they ask for details. What I don't do is ever tell them the name.
Nope.
And the details are very, very vague. All I talk about is the mechanics of how it works. I don't tell them anything else. The story, any of it. You have to be careful, people. I don't care if you've been role-playing with this person for 15 years, and I think I know them. You know what? When it comes to money, people forget who other people are.
Mm-hmm.
You don't believe it. You just got to watch TV. Do I need to bring up some people who've been fighting over money? What was what's her name? Nicole, what's your face? Or
I don't watch TV.
You know who I'm talking about, though. You don't have to watch TV. The chick that was the stripper that came here from Texas that married the old
guy. Oh, God. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
I
know you do. So she's one who was fighting over billions of dollars. So these people were getting along fine before the husband died, and then these billions of dollars went up for grabs. So money changes everything. You got to be careful. You don't trust people. You may laugh. You know the sayings, it's not if you're paranoid, it's if you're paranoid enough. Don't tell people your stuff.
I can't imagine why that family wouldn't have wanted his, you know, their dad's very much younger stripper wife to have his billions.
Well, you know, I think at some point she was willing to share, but they didn't want to share. That's when it became a fight. She's like, well, let's split it. No.
She's like, I earned this. You don't know what I had to do.
And you don't know what she had to do. Oh, God.
I don't want to know. Ooh,
you know, not every old guy looks like Sean Connery or, you know, or Brad Pitt. You may not think Brad's old. Yes, Brad's an old guy. or he's getting there quickly. Gosh.
Yes.
George Clooney. Not all of them look like George Clooney.
If they did.
There'd be a lot more younger women just paying married. They wouldn't care about the money. They'd just be like, my husband is 65 and he looks like George Clooney. He's hot. But it doesn't work that way. So
no, it does not.
I dare say that woman earned every penny of Anna Nicole Smith. That's her name. Thank you.
Anna Nicole Smith. There we go.
Her money changes everything, people. Okay. It's time for us to be out of this camp. We actually got about 2 minutes, but I'm telling you, I'm hot, and I got to get out of here before I cut myself. That's how hot it is.
No cutting yourself.
I'm threatening myself, talking about, give me your games. Wait. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Y'all didn't hear me when I pulled out my switchblade? Do you hear that?
No. Very nice.
Actually, that's my box cutter. And it is orange, before you ask, yes.
She loves orange.
I do. All right, I'm going to try to give you some goodbye music. If not, Ginger's just going to say bye to you and send you on your way. Ginger, may God see you. Oh, look. Yay. Let us have it.
Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you.
Oh God,
Miss
I love
Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. 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 Hey ho, hey ho, hey ho.
Saw you eating those dots in that maze. I knew you were no ordinary yellow circle.
Baby, I'm in love with you.
Mean, colorful ghost will try to stop you, but you just keep on eating those dots because you will always be Miss Pac-Man, and that is why I love you. Oh no.
Oh yeah. Did tell the people bye.
Bye, boys and girls. Mwah.